got our next generation up here tonight. Next and new generation. We are excited to see what God is doing with our hearts, with our lives. It's not an overnight thing, but it's slowly releasing the deep roots into their hearts and building something that is going to be in longevity. Holy Spirit, I just want to invite you tonight. Be with us. If we don't have to fight tonight, God, I don't want to fight, God. I just want to worship you, love on you, release freedom, your peace, your joy. But we want to see you manifest, God. Let hearts encounter your presence, especially young generation, God. I want to encourage every young person that is in this place to come up front and be with us in front, please. Every young person. Yo, sushi master, come in front, buddy. Yeah. Come on, guys. Come in front. Youth night. We're together. You guys don't got to be afraid. Jesus is like, he's over here thick. He's thick. His presence is good over here. Spirit, at the end of the day and the beginning of the day, that's what really matters, God, when our hearts are vulnerable, when our hearts are hungry for you, God, to be the voids that every human carries, that we can be filled with you, Lord. I just want to release this presence into every heart right now, Lord. Lord, we invite you right now. Jesus, you are our master. We crave you. We desire you. We want you right now with us. Breathe right now, God. Take us into your heart. We want to release heaven, Papa. We are your vessels. We just submit and surrender to you right now, to your presence. We want to see tonight, God, your heaven invading our hearts, our lives. That's where our true identities lie, is inside of you, God. I just ask people that need true rest right now, that you lead them and you guide them into your presence, that they can get true rest in your presence right now, Lord. We need it so much, God. Without you, we can't do it right. We can't do it straight. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for this opportunity that we can be here tonight, God, releasing your glory, God, standing for your truth, God, letting your heart be portrayed and manifested, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Son of Man. Thank you, Jesus, that you came as God on this planet. You have became Son of Man so we can become sons of God, that we can have access to Papa's throne, that we can live in freedom, that we don't have to be binded to any sin, that we don't have to bind it to any oppression or depression, that we don't have to be oppressed and then locked up in chains or locked up in prison, God, that we can be completely set free, God, enjoy our lives to the fullest of what it is in you, Jesus. I just want to give you glory and praise, God, because you deserve it. I want to honor your name right now. I want to honor your name. I want to praise you, Jesus, for who you are. Praise you, Jesus, for who you are. Literally, we just want to be with you right now, God. We want to be with you right now. We don't care about nothing else that's been happening today or anything that's going to be happening over the weekend. We just want to enjoy you right now, Lord. We want to see glimpses of heaven. We want to see glimpses of who we are in you, God. We want to see glimpses of what you are doing right now in the moment with our hearts, God, through the situations that you are leading us and guiding us through, God. Thank you so much for sobering up, sobering up perspective right now, God. And some people, I feel like some people really need sobering up right now, God. Thank you for clarifying right now, God, that they have a kingdom perspective. They don't have a soulish perspective. They don't have a demonic perspective. They can see themselves and they can see their life through your eyes, Jesus. Because that's what, like, literally, that's what life is all about, that we can see it through your eyes, Jesus. Release your word right now. Release your heart in this place tonight. Every person, Pop, encounter, personal encounters, God, with you in visions right now. Or trances right now, God. And I just ask that you overflow this into dreams, into their personal lives, God, when they go home. That they be full of your presence, Jesus. Jesus, thank you so much, Son of Man and Son of God. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that you shed. You shed your blood that we can be redeemed, that we can go back to the beginning and we can literally have our lives the way it was designed in the original plan by you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, we just want to invite heaven in this place right now. We want to invite your angels right now to stir up hunger inside our hearts, God. Hunger and fire for you, God, to burn for you, Lord. This is an opportunity to be in this place right here and right now, not at no bar, not at no, just chilling and doing who knows what. This is an opportunity and a pleasure to be in the house of God and to be with you right now, Jesus. Thank you so much that we are right here and right now at this time, God, all of us, Jesus, just glorifying your name, God, and just being in your presence. You are so worthy, Jesus. You are so worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for just clearing our fog right now from our hearts, from our minds. Thank you for leading us straight into your presence right now, God.
I just love you so much, God. You are so amazing. You are so amazing. I thank you for taking care of me, God. For just taking care of all of us. Just taking care of us and just waiting for us just to talk to you, God. Every day, you are there waiting for us. You are there calling us, God. You call us, God, just to come talk to you. just to come say a few words, just to read a few of your own words, God. That's what I love, God. You're just always there, no matter what. No matter what, God, you're just always there for us. You're always waiting. You're always calling us, God. God, I just ask you just to give us the strength that we need to deal with our daily-day lives, God. For our daily-day lives, God, because every day is a journey. Every day is a challenge, God. And we need the strength. We need the strength from you to just keep fighting, God. Keep fighting, God. Keep fighting and never turn our backs towards you, God. To never turn our backs from you, God. To always fight for what's right for our own lives, God. And be able to move further and further into our days with you, God. And fully understand why we fight and who we're fighting for, God. We're fighting for ourselves, God. We're fighting for our future. We're fighting for ourselves, God, our future. Because if we don't fight now, God, we're just wasting time. We're just wasting time, God. God, we can't fight alone. We can't fight alone. It's too hard. It's too hard, God. So that's why we just invite you into our hearts. We just invite you into our own hearts, God, right now. To just give us the strength to fight every single day. And every single day, God, for us to be able to choose you. To choose you over anything, God. No matter how much we're tempted, no matter anything that we deal with, God, we can always turn to you. Always turn to you for strength. Always turn for you for love. Always turn to you for joy, God, and happiness. And that's why I just say thank you, God, for just always being there, God. You are just so good. You are so good and you care so much. You care so much about us, God. You care so much, even when we care so little. You are always there. We need your strength. We need your strength over anything, God. We need your strength to be always able to come back to you, God, no matter what. No matter the temptations that we have in our own lives, God. But to always realize the strength lays in your word, God. We gain strength from your word, God. From spending time with you at our own time. In our own rooms, God, when nobody is watching and it's just us and you, God, alone. When it's just us and you alone, God, when we decide, God, when it's our time to spend with you, when we decide when it's our time to spend with you, God, that's when our strength is regained. Fill our cups, Lord. Fill our cups, Lord, to the top and have it overflowing. Just have it overflowing, God, so that everybody could have some. Because you are never ending, God. You are never ending, and your love is just so. Jesus, you are just so good. You are so good, and we always could rely on you. We always can rely on you, God. We always can rely on you, God. God, we're not perfect. We're not perfect, God. But through you, can become pure in heart, God. We might not be perfect, but we can be pure in heart. We could be pure in heart with you, God. No matter what people go through, God, you will never turn your back away from us. You will never turn your back away from us, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, you are King. You are my King. And I'm not afraid to say it, Lord. Jesus, you are my King. And nothing will ever change that, God. We trust in your love. We trust in your strength. We trust what you're doing in our country, God. We trust in what you're doing outside this place, God, and in the world right now. It might be dark. It might be dark and scary, God. But you will release your light. This is all part of what's happening, God. You're gonna raise up the churches, God. You're gonna raise up our church. And we're going to stay firm on what we say, God. And that we'll never stop worshiping you, God, no matter what. No matter what, God. Out in the wild, God. It doesn't matter where we are. You are always there. You always belong with us, and we belong with you. We belong with you, Jesus. We are meant to be together. We are meant to be together as you as our King. And that's just as your worshipers, Jesus. We love you with our own hearts. Not because anybody tells us to. It's because we choose, Jesus. We choose ourselves. We choose ourselves just to put love into the time with you and us, God. Just to spend time with you on our free time. No matter where, if we listen to your word, if we listen to worship songs at work, He adores it. You might not think anything about it, but man, He smiles every time, because He knows words have power. Words have power. And Jesus, there's nothing to say except thank you. Thank you for just coming today. Thank you just bringing down your atmosphere, Holy Spirit. In your glory, and just thank you for just captivating our hearts into Jesus. I thank you so much for it all. For it all, Jesus. You're the only one that matters. You are the only one we need to focus on. Jesus, I just thank you. For having trust in us, Jesus, to make the right choices, to just focus on you. But you give us the choice, God, to make. You give us the choice, and I thank you, Jesus. And that's why it's such a beautiful relationship between us and you, God. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you so much.
Jesus, we come here today to honor you, Lord, to look upon you, to thank you for the graciousness that you have given us, for your loving kindness, Jesus, for the love that you have poured out on us and the hunger that you continue to grow in us, Jesus. But we want more hunger, Lord. Set a fire in our hearts, Lord. Every person here, the heart of the youth, Lord, set us ablaze. Set us on fire for you, Jesus. You say that if we continue to knock, you will open the door, Lord, and we are knocking. We are seeking you out, Lord. We are seeking your face. We are running after you, Jesus. We are running. We are looking. We are calling. We are asking, Jesus, no matter what season each of us are going through. We are asking, Lord. We are seeking. We are crawling. We are looking for you. Show us your face, Jesus. Show us who you are. Show us what you have for each of us, for this church, for this city, Lord. We want to know the secrets of your heart. We want to know the deepest things of your heart, Jesus. Open the door. Show us who you are, Jesus. We want more of you, Lord. We want more hunger. We are crawling. We are crying out, Jesus. We want your heart. We want to know you. We want to see you, Lord. Show us who you are. We are running after you, Lord. We are running after you, Jesus. We want more. Thank you for uniting the youth, Lord. Every heart you have united, and we are going forth. We are pressing. We are pressing through to you, Jesus. We want to see you. We want to see the change you have for each person. We want to give everything to you, Jesus. We give everything. We submit every single part of our lives unto you, Lord. Every single part that we have kept for ourselves, we give it unto you. We release it, Lord, unto you. All we say, Lord, is we want to see you. We want to know you, Lord. We want to experience the deeper things of your heart. Show us who you are, Jesus. Show each of us what you have for us, Lord. And just release an uncontrollable hunger that we will not look to this world for approval. We will only care for what you think of us, Jesus. We only care for what you have to say to us. What you have for us, Lord. We seek you out. We are running after you, Lord. We are running after you. Jesus, you are our prize and you are our only reward. We are running. We are looking for you, Lord. We are calling out, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You are the only name. You are the only name, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, I ask and I pray that you grow this youth in this church, in this city. Raise up an army for you that will go after you, that will run, that will knock at your door until you open, that won't give up, that will be steadfast in their foundation in you, Lord. Jesus, show us who you are. Show us who you are, Lord. We give it all to you, Jesus. Open our door. Open that door. Deep inside your heart, Lord, that no one looks for, that no one cares to ask for, Lord. Bring it up to us. Show us, Lord. We want to know a completely new side. A caring. You are so caring. You are so loving, and you pour it out on us, Lord. And we just want to pour it back on you. We want to pour our adoration on you. Our love, we pour our love on you, Lord. And we say that we want nothing else. We want nothing else than anyone could ever offer us, Lord. Everything else pales in comparison to you. We just want to know more. We want to see more. We want to feel more. More hunger. Holy Spirit, pour more. more hunger in our hearts. Every single word that I say, Lord, every single word that we say, we want it to praise you, to glorify your name only. You are the only one that we seek, that we look for, that we're seeking, we're going after it, Lord. You are lifted high in this place. You are lifted high. You sit above it all, Lord, and still you love us. And we just pour it back on you, Lord. We pour every single adoration and love, every single piece that we can. We just give it to you and say that we love you, Lord. That we love you, that we love you so much, God. That we see you walking with us every single day, every single decision, that you are there with us, and we see it, Lord, and we honor you, and we thank you, and we pour out our praise, we pour out our worship, we give it to you, Jesus. You are deserving of it all. You are deserving of every single word of love that I can give to you, Lord. How gracious you are, how good you are, how beautiful you are. Jesus, how beautiful you are. Jesus, we honor you. We give it all to you. We lift up our praises. We lift up our worship. We lift up our voices and say, you are the only one. You are the only one. You sit above it all, Lord. You are our King. You are our Father. Jesus. How beautiful you are. How beautiful you are, Lord.
Taking care of us, and for putting us on this earth, and for loving us, God. God, I want to pray for a fresh outpouring of love, for fresh fire to come down and burn everything up. God, you're raising up an army. Thank you. songs as weapons. We're warriors, God. You're raising up an army of warriors. You've given us your armor that we put on every day. So much for everything. God, we just adore you. We love you so much. Says about you, what other people say about you. We want to know what you say. I don't serve the world. We serve you, God. We only serve you. Acceptance doesn't matter. It only matters that we are accepted by you, God, and you already accept everyone. You accepted all of your children. We're your children, God. You love us. Every single one of us, you love all of us. God, let your will be done. Only your will, God. Not our will. God, you're breaking down walls. You're breaking chains. You're firing us up. God, you break us down so you can build us better. So you can build us your way, not ours. Empty us out so you can fill us up with your love, with your glory, with your fire. You have something better than the world does. You're not done with us. You're not finished. There's so much more. You said that there's greater things than this. Not finished with us, God. You're still working on us. Every single day you're working. God, I put everything in your hands. My past, my present, my future, everything is in your hands. We don't have to worry about anything. We don't have to be a slave to fear or to worry or to anxiety. You've taken up every burden. You've taken everything off our backs. What the world has to offer. We only want you, God. We only want what you have to offer. And we can't imagine what you have, God. God, you're so great. We can't even imagine how you do everything, what you have in store for us. If we could see just a glimpse of how you smile at us, we drop everything and come running to you. God, we want more of you. We want more of your fire. We're looking for you. We're looking for your face, God. I don't care about what the world says. I don't care what anyone says. We only want you. We love you so much, God. We just adore you. You're unstoppable. You're chasing down us every single day just to talk with us, just to spend time. You love us so much. So much, God. I don't want to think of anything else other than you. Every night I go to sleep, I don't want to think of anything else but you. Invade my thoughts. Capture my heart, God. Take me over. Flood us with your fire. We can't get enough of it. We're always looking for more of you, more of your face, more of your heart. We want all of you. And we're not gonna stop searching. We're not gonna stop looking for you. You're what we want every single day, God. You're gonna take care of us. You're a good father.
we were praying, I kept on hearing, I want to say something, I want to share a heart that Holy Spirit put in me, and then I want to release this in a little prayer. God, in Genesis, God created man. He created Adam. Then came work, then came family, then came his wife, Eve. I really feel, I don't know why, like, especially that side, but, you know, take it for whoever this belongs to. Men, guys, either teenager or young adults, you guys, look for who you are in God. Looking for your identity, who you are in Christ, and looking to discover what your worth is, and looking to discover what you are meant for, is everything. That's never going to be a waste of time. I want to encourage you guys. I also want to point out something really clear. When it comes to the enemy, he only has three things that he does: steal, kill, and destroy. He's going to do every single thing for those three to be fulfilled, you guys. Kill, steal, is destroy. It has different faces. Sometimes, most of the time, he just wants to steal your years. You know, if he can steal 10 years of your life, 20 years of your life, that's good. For him, that's really good. You guys, don't waste your time on video games. Don't waste your time on pornography. Don't waste your time on hanging out with the wrong people. That's what it is. It's a waste of time. When we were praying, I was feeling this really heavy on my heart, because, you know, that's God's heart. Like, women are helpers. Women are going to follow you. They're going to go after you. We don't have the solid men that will take charge and go and really release what they are meant for. You guys, this is like truly right now God's heart. Pick it up. You guys, don't waste your time. And you know this. I know Holy Spirit's been talking to you. You know, another thing that I've been thinking and praying throughout the whole week is faithfulness, you guys. Faithfulness is everything. The little thing that God gives you to manage, if it's just spending time with Him every day, that's what you have to take care of. Holy Spirit, I want to release your heart right now over men, over children, over youth, over young adults. And even if this is for adults, Papa, seal this into their hearts right now. I just want to break off the enemy's plans for their lives, where it has to do something with stealing, killing, and destroying. Papa, give them the right people into their lives right now. Give them the right timing, heart's desire right now, Pop, to crave the right things. I just ask for your hunger to fill their hearts, God. I just ask everything that's stealing their time right now, things like video games or pornography or anything else that is literally worthless of time, I just ask that you cut off all desires, so they would see it, they would understand it, and they would choose you. They would start going after you. They would start going after your word, blueprint, just storing that in their hearts. Holy Spirit, just set them free right now from these miserable lies that literally have grounded and took so much of their lives already, God. Let this be the end of it, God. Raise up David's, God, that they will know your voice, no matter what it is. If you're speaking to them through a child, they will hear your voice. If you're going to be speaking through a situation, they will not miss it. And they will be obedient servants, God. When there is a battle ahead of them, they will ask for instruction every single time. They will not be moved by principle. They will not be moved by physical eye, but they will be moved by heart. They will be moved by your heart and your passion, Jesus. Raise up solid ones, God. Raise up them intercessors. Like, that's your word today, God. Raise up them intercessors. There's such a heavy anointing and presence on male intercessors. When they decree, when they declare, when they see it, when they release it, they literally shake shake cities, they shake nations, they shake anything and everything that needs to be shaken, and they shift it. Thank you so much, Papa, for releasing this next level of authority, God, over intercessors, God, that will stand, that will not be afraid, that will pick up their responsibility that's been the heart, their heart's cry, God. I just ask, Papa, that you open up every man's eyes right now, not to be afraid of responsibility, because that's the way we are created, God. That man will not run from responsibility, that they will embrace it. They will see it as an opportunity. They will accept that fact. And they will do what they need to do, God, in the moment of where they're at. In Jesus' name right now, I release the blood of Jesus over man, over women right now, over children, God. Thank you for your protection and your provision over this house. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You guys, was that a good prayer? Did you guys enjoy it? Did you feel God's heart? Yeah? Good. Good. Because that's what it's all about, you know? It's just connecting with his heart and his love. But man, oh my God, you better like take the responsibility that God has put in your heart. I just feel it. Especially it's for somebody. Like, I feel like God is straight up talking to you. I don't know where it's at, but pick it up. Okay, you guys, have a blessed evening. Let's hang out, chill, and God bless you. See you Sunday.